Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two. Hope you've had your espresso this morning flowing through your veins. Dirt and Sprague here. Lamar Hurd. I love you.
It's a new good drop right there. And I like that they're back-to-back with this one.
Whoa.
Almost very sounds like R2-D2 in Star Wars when his, he gets...
Oh, when it goes up and down and sound. lot to get to here in the second hour of the radio program. It's a Pate State Thursday, so he'll join us at 7:40. So we'll have a shorty at 7:30, and then Josh Pate hopping on the commish at 7:40. I got two Oregon things I want to get to today.
Can't wait.
We have a media rights deal, or more of a media rights deal announced.
Yeah, more of a picture put together.
Is it actually announced or just leaked?
Oh, it's official.
Yeah, officially announced.
It's been tweeted by the networks and the conference.
Gotcha.
So it's official. We'll tell you what that is at some point. Maybe the biggest upset in sports happened yesterday. Oh. Do you know what it was?
Biggest upset in sports. Did UMass win a football game?
Outside of the Blazer game, I don't think I watched a second of sports yesterday. That was all I watched.
I don't believe UMass won, so they're still the only winless program. Go Beavs.
How about that?
No, the biggest upset happened yesterday was that Washington State fired their AD before Oregon State fired their AD.
That was a pretty big upset. I did not see that coming, nor did any Cougar fan.
The immediate response of... did this get auto-corrected from OSU to WSU, or...
How about a university just, you know, saying we're going into a new conference, let's be proactive. This gal is not... They promoted her when Chun left for Washington, and they didn't think she was a great revenue generator,
not
if you will.
Not a good fundraiser.
Not a good fundraiser, and that's one of the most important things at Washington State and Oregon State right now. And so they thought, you know what, we're taking a fresh start. New conference kicks off next year. It's not that she had done a bad job. They just wanted to go in a different direction. How about being proactive with hiring and firing people inside an athletic department?
Well, it's interesting, too. We didn't get to it, but the president of Wazoo, the new one, she basically came in and said, we have to operate at $20 million a year.
Yeah.
It's like a mandate for them. She's like, we're at the bottom of the new Pac-12 in funding. We need to be at $20 million. You want to compete? You want to be good?
That's what you got to do.
We got to be at $20 million. So, like, coming in, holding a standard.
Yes, how about
that? A president that understands athletics and doesn't just blindly believe anything the AD tells her.
What?
I love that.
It's phenomenal stuff. I think you're excited if you're a Coug fan. If you're a Beef fan, you're just looking and saying, wait a minute, why do they get that and we don't get that?
Because we don't get nice things.
No, you don't. Not right now, at least.
Oregon has Minnesota come into town. I believe they come into town today. They play their game tomorrow.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Where will you be?
I will be at home for the game.
Well,
the game kicks off, but I'll be down there for the pregame show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be down there in Eugene tomorrow.
What time?
2 to 4.
Two to four.
Right in front of PK Park, baby.
There you go.
Come say what's up. Just me and Dusty, because Anthony's got a high school game, so he's going to be up here in the studio.
Yeah, so Minnesota coming to town. It's not the most exciting, sexy matchup in the world. But the Gophers have a good record. They have a nice little season. They can't win on the road. They're more of a home win team. But yeah. PJ Fleck did his press conference this week, and we haven't played any of his audio. Enjoyed interviewing him last week. We could not, or last year, we couldn't make the interview work with his schedule this week. But PJ Fleck coming to Eugene on the margin of error Minnesota has against this Ducks defense.
When we do the small things really well, and we have attention to detail within the fundamentals, and we plug it into the scheme, and then we can do it under the pressure of the situation, we play really well. When we don't do that, we don't play well. So we've got to continue to get more consistent as the year goes on, and Oregon presents a lot of challenges. Whether it's the front seven or the back end, I mean, they're deep at every position. They're good at every position. I mean, really, really good. They don't have many flaws, that's for sure.
He also talked about Dante Moore, who he's very high on coming into the matchup.
I mean, he's one of the most dynamic players in all college football. I think that's pretty easy to tell, well documented. He's very, very poised. I mean, you saw that on the last drive against Iowa. And leads his team down to what they needed to do to win the game with the field goal. I mean, but he's truly incredibly poised. You could tell that the team really responds well to him. As you could tell, he's the leader of the offense. No situation too big for him, whether it's with his legs or his arm. He's just dynamic. He really is. Really, really accurate passer, but understands pocket awareness. Moves really well in the pocket. Good arm angles. Very accurate passer. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country for a reason.
I find PJ Fleck interesting in this sense. He's had a nice run at Minnesota. He's been there for a long time. There were reports he was kind of eyeing other places 2 seasons ago, but he's stuck around.
Yeah.
And again, they're one of those teams that, like, I don't think you fear Minnesota.
No.
When they play him at Minnesota, they're more live to win the game.
Yeah, just, I mean,
on the road.
To your point this year, they're 6-0 at home, and yeah, they're 0-3 on the road.
Like, if they play Nebraska at Nebraska instead of Nebraska coming to Minnesota, they're probably going to lose that game, right?
Yeah.
So I understand what the limitations and what the reality of Minnesota are. I also find any, kind of, like, I don't think we know what kind of caliber these kinds of coaches are. Like, I'm not saying PJ Fleck is what Dan Lanning is if he's at an Oregon.
Sure.
Remember, his name was floated years ago.
He was. Yes, he was.
But I do find, like, having a firm opinion of, like, this coach is only this good, I find that interesting. I don't know if it's true. Like, maybe he's Minnesota good and he's not Miami good. But I also don't know that for a fact because he's only been at a couple places. So PJ Fleck coming to town, I don't think he elicits any fear for people, but he's had a nice run at Minnesota.
Yeah, I got a ton of respect for PJ Fleck. I in terms of, is he good enough to do it at a big time program with better resources? I don't know. Nobody will ever, unless he takes a job like that, we'll never know the answer to it. And maybe we'll find out with some of these hires that take place at a place like Penn State or LSU or Auburn or Florida, depending on who they get, because guys like PJ Fleck or Matt Campbell, I feel like a lot of these coaches are in the running for jobs like that, and then you'll get a look at what do they do with better resources. Like, Mike Riley was this forever at Oregon State.
I was going to say, doesn't
he's doing
he
a really good job?
Minnesota Riley.
Good culture.
Is he great?
Develops
he
guys.
Yeah.
And the thought was, man, if you ever just got him in a spot where he had better resources, the tough part for Riley was, I think, by the time he got to Nebraska,
he waited too long.
His career was winding down, and PJ Fleck is not that. He's a younger guy, but when you look at what he's done at Minnesota, I mean, he's been there. We mentioned this earlier in the week. He's the second longest tenured coach in the Big Ten behind Kirk Ferentz after James Franklin got fired.
Mm-hmm.
He's essentially, outside of his first year and then the COVID year, which he just scratched because it doesn't count, he's been to a bowl game every year, and he's 6-0 in bowl games. He's won 9 games. He won 11 games in 2019. He won 8 games last year. He's on pace. I mean, I don't think they're going to beat Oregon tomorrow night. But even if they lose that game, the rest of their schedule is Northwestern and Wisconsin, and they're 6-3. So if you lose tomorrow, you're 6-4. You got a chance to win 8 games again. Both those games are very winnable for them. So he has established a floor that I feel like is relatively high compared to what Minnesota football has been for the majority of my life. We mock the culture stuff, but it has clearly worked out for him. And he's going the route of a freshman quarterback this year. Like, I think this guy, when you look at the road games that they've lost to elite teams, the last game that they played, I shouldn't say last game, but 2 games before, was at Iowa. And they lost 41-3, and the freshman quarterback just had a hell of a time. He couldn't do anything.
When they go on the road against the better the elite or elite, it's just not close.
But I think he's also saying, hey, man, we got enough baseline talent to win 7-8 games this year.
He's a bowl team already.
I'm going to develop a freshman quarterback on top of it. And so I think he's playing both the, that's a good year for us at Minnesota to win 7 or 8 games, and if I can get this guy to get better each year and keep him around, maybe it elevates us a little bit. Like, Minnesota will never be a perennial contender in the Big Ten. That just will not happen.
I don't think they'll ever be a contender in the Big Ten, if we're being honest. I think they're tap out at an 8 or 9 win season at their maximum capacity.
And maybe you have a year where all of your seniors, you get, you know, you have this great class and they all stay and they all stay together and they all come back for one more year, and maybe you make a run. That's the peak of Minnesota football. And so I think every place has different expectations, but to the question of, you know, would he win national championships if you made him the coach of Florida? That's the fun thing about coaching. We'll never know unless he takes a job like that.
Well, the other funny part is you only have, what, 3 current head coaches that have won national championships?
It's Dabo, Kirby, and Ryan Day.
Yeah. So, like, as great as whoever, Marcus Freeman or Dan Lanning or Lincoln Riley, like
Kalen DeBoer,
like, they haven't won national championships, and they're at those resource hubs. So, like, that, I think that's always going a little far because of how difficult the sport is. I think it's more difficult to win in that sport now than maybe it ever has, given everything that's transpired with the NIL, the portal, all that. But he is a lot like, to me, and Matt Campbell has had more success, obviously, where he's at. He's like Matt Campbell. You know, like, Josh Pate thinks Matt Campbell would be a home run hire for Penn State. And maybe he's right. But there is, I'm glad you brought his name because I was going to bring it up. There is a Mike Riley-esque element to it of, you know, even at his peak at Oregon State, I don't know if Mike Riley at a USC is having the ultimate success.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's just you're kind of perfect for where you're at.
You're a good coach in that regard. You find diamonds in the rough. You develop them. You win the games you're supposed to. Pull off an upset every now and then. And but there's ultimately a ceiling on what you can do, but that's okay.
But like, if PJ Fleck went to Auburn, are you trembling? Are you like, oh, this could get elevated? Or are you kind of just puzzled and stumped and have no clue?
I don't think I would have I would just be very curious to see how it would work out. If I were an SEC fan, I don't know if I would have either emotion like, oh, he's not going to do squat, or, oh, God, here comes PJ Fleck. I think it would be more so of like, all right, he's a respected head coach.
Yes.
We've also seen Auburn make that hire, and does the culture fit? Like, there's just other things that go into it. Like, Brian Harsin was a well-thought-of coach when they brought him down there.
But Fleck's at least at a Big Ten school.
He's at a Big Ten school, not at Boise State. It's totally fair.
Like, would Fleck be better than Hugh Freeze?
I would tend to think so, yeah, because Hugh Freeze plays 90% of his time he's on the golf course. Right. And, you know, the background of what he did when he was at Ole Miss wasn't great either. So, I would give him a benefit of the doubt there. I'll use another local guy, not to just keep bringing up your coaches, but Jonathan Smith was this. Look at Jonathan Smith. Look, he got Oregon State to a spot where they're winning 10 games and they're in the college football playoff rankings.
Yeah.
How about that? He's been a disaster at Michigan State.
He only has 3 wins at Michigan State now.
He just had a bunch of wins vacated yesterday.
They wiped him off.
No,
not fair to him.
No, it was not fair to him.
Talk about how stupid that is, by the way.
That's in my notes to get to today because it's hilarious.
Because he's 3-13 now at Michigan State because of that.
And everybody at Michigan State saying, wait a minute, our in-state rival just cheated to win a national title 2 years ago and not a single thing has been vacated, but we just had a bunch of wins vacated? Like, wait, what?
Yeah, could you explain that one to me?
No, I can't. Nothing makes sense, and it just makes more of a mockery of the entire system, but to the exact point, like, I don't think Michigan State is the same level of job as Auburn, Florida, or Penn State. It's a very good job, but he clearly has been a disaster there.
But yeah, but some of that is fit, right? So, yes. Like, would Jonathan be better at UCLA? He's from Pasadena. He's a Pac-12 guy. He's West Coast. Like, that fit never made sense to people. I gave him a benefit because he did amazing at Oregon State, in my opinion.
He did. He did an unbelievable job.
Obviously, that's not going to work. And why do I say that? Well, his record, one, he's not having any success. They haven't won a Big Ten game. And, oh, by the way, the report came out yesterday. They're eyeing Brian Kelly. They might be wanting to bring back Brian Kelly to the old Midwest. Where did he have success?
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So he knows the region. He's Cincinnati. Like, he is familiar with that region. If they buy out Jonathan Smith and fire that guy, they might go get Brian Kelly. I kind of can't blame him. Maybe it makes sense, you know, but
if I were them, I'd rather have James Franklin than Brian Kelly.
I just think it's fine. Look, I think Oregon, I have something else on this game that I don't know if you've really considered, and I don't know if Duck fans have really considered in general, but he's an interesting coach because, one, he's fun interview, but two, like, yes. he's had a good run at Minnesota. It's like just because he hasn't won 10 plus games.
Sure. Which he has. He has a season with 11 wins at Minnesota. He's got one of them, but he, you know, not a lot, but one of them.
Touche, I forgot about that season.
Yeah, they won 11 games in 2019. And he's had multiple 9-win seasons and an 8-win season last year.
I'd have to go look at their history if he's the most successful. Is he their Cignetti? He just hasn't been at the Cignetti level.
The last guy at Minnesota, who was he used to have strokes on the sideline?
Kill.
Jerry Kill.
Jerry Kill. I don't remember him winning 11 games.
Didn't they won national titles in like the 40s or 50s?
Minnesota fans online are doing that to Oregon of like, hey, we got titles and you don't. It's just, buddy, well, settle down.
Don't you guys claim the tall firs?
No, I've never bragged about that in my entire life in a serious tone.
Okay.
That's never been.
It's good to know.
Do we even have a banner up in our gym for that title? Is there a banner?
I believe there is.
We do have a banner up for that gym.
Technically, you got to put a banner up.
Any national championship won before 1960 does not count.
It was the very first NCAA championship.
Yes, it was.
For Oregon, yeah. But to your point on Minnesota.
No, that was the first NCAA
tournament,
basketball tournament.
Yeah, that doesn't count. We didn't win a national
championship. Well, I got more in the Bucky Irving Bowl that I want to talk about. Something that maybe you haven't considered with this game that I venture to say maybe you even just completely overlook and don't even think about in regards to Minnesota coming to Eugene. We'll talk about that coming up next. Hour two rolls on. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, welcome back in. The wanted posters are up around the office in different spots. We have, if you're just tuning in, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Talk a little Drake May, Patriots, Thursday Night Football. We got Blazers we'll get into. We got a media rights deal we'll get into. But we started the show off. Somebody had a muffin in our community kitchen, and instead of just eating the muffin or cutting a piece of the muffin off, they just dipped their finger in the muffin and left it there for the rest of the people to figure out. We need to know who the muffin fingerer is, so we made wanted posters up and put them around the office for any tips.
Are you serious?
Or information.
I put one on the front door. First thing everybody sees when they show up to work today is going to be that muffin and the picture, and tips are wanted at the fan text line.
We need to send out like an APB something?
We might have to.
One on the front door. There's one on the fridge.
Right.
There's one on the glass office that everybody uses for meetings, and there's two in the sales area.
There we need go. To find this out. So, we need to figure out who fingered the muffin.
We will try to figure that out and get back to you when we can. Look, you're being honest here. If I told you Minnesota at Oregon.
I mean, I'm curious of it because I think this starts the stretch of, like, you got three games to go in the regular season, and your last two are going to be more challenging than this one, although Minnesota is better in almost every defensive metric than USC and Washington are. The biggest thing I'm looking for is, can their offense get going? Can Oregon's offense, on a dry night, it appears the weather will be good, can you find some rhythm in the passing game? Because you can beat Minnesota running the football 47 straight times. And if they win the game 21-7, I'm not going to come in on Monday and say, oh, God, the sky's falling, like some people did after Wisconsin. But I want to see the passing game and the offense get clicking a little bit the way that it should.
I mean, they could win this game 27-3. I just don't know how much they truly care about it. I guess where I was going, and I should have known, you're a sicko. You'll find any and every possible thing.
I only got three left that are guaranteed. Well, not guaranteed. We'll go to a bowl.
I mean, it's
game
really sad that there is only three.
Seems almost
left.
Over, man. I'm jacked for the game. Yeah.
It's really sad. Now, you're excited to see the team, but you're also listing in that the rest of the schedule attached.
Yeah.
Minnesota specifically, it's not exciting. But here's something to consider. I thought about this yesterday, and I think a lot of Duck fans might be here. Think about how little you actually care about Minnesota because the idea of losing to Minnesota is not in your mind.
No, it's
not. You have thoughts of, will the offense hum the whole way? Will they have struggles and then figure it out? How many turnovers will the defense get? How many yards through the air is Dante going to have? You don't have in your mind, oh my God, we could lose this game. And you know what? I think rightfully so. I haven't considered it. I'm not going to consider it. But I want you to take a second to consider how the former coach left you with not that same feeling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So Dan Lanning has never lost to a team that is unranked when he plays them. He handles his business against the lesser teams. He competes really hard, if not beats the ranked teams, or just barely falls short, sans the Rose Bowl, right? Mario, in his first year, had Arizona and Utah in 2018, unranked teams. ASU in 2019, unranked team. That was his 12-2 season.
Yeah.
OSU and Cal in the COVID season, unranked teams. Yep. Stanford in 2021 after beating Ohio State. Never forget that one.
Yep.
Then he goes to Miami. He's got Middle Tennessee, UNC, Duke, FSU, and Pitt, all unranked. Georgia Tech, North Carolina State, Rutgers, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Louisville, and SMU. That dude routinely goes into games against unranked teams and loses.
Yes, he does.
And I don't know if you'd really thought about how little you're scared about these games.
Oh, it's been one of the best things under Lanning. Well, we could criticize him for not winning a national title, but the standard has been raised, and they don't lose games. Like, you can argue the Indiana game, we didn't pick them to lose, but Indiana's a top 10 team in the country. They've lost games as a favorite, but that's different than losing a game that just is like, what? The only one that comes to mind, and this is almost disrespectful to the program, because they had a really good year that year, was when he blew the lead in the Civil War. That was the only one, because Oregon State couldn't throw the football, and they had the lead
in
that
game.
It was the
same play over
and
over
and over. That was the only one they were just like, how did that, you know, and not that, you know, we saw every single loss coming, but I think he's lost 7 games in his career at Oregon, and I want to say like 5 of those games, or 4 of them, or 5 of them, have come to teams who either won the national title or went to the national title.
Look, the playoff game matters the most to people, so people are going to respond with that. I think you can make a real case, though. The Oregon State loss, when you blow a 21-point lead, is his worst loss as the coach at Oregon, given they couldn't throw the football. It was obvious what they do, and they blew all of that.
And if they won that game, they would have been in the Pac-12 title game.
100%. But again, at least that was a ranked team.
Yeah.
And so, like, my point is, he is, in a weird way, re-elevated the program. Mario had some. I'm not saying Mario didn't accomplish anything. I don't want that to be the message.
He could win a big game, and he had good years. There's no doubt. But
he had
totally
a lot
now.
Of letdowns, and now he's gone to Miami, and he's had a lot of letdowns at Miami. And so it's just interesting to go in where you have your things you're interested to see and watch with Oregon against
Minnesota.
It's
more about making sure you're ready for the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and then I feel confident. I already feel confident going into them, but if their offense comes out and hums tomorrow night and Dante looks sharp and they're throwing the ball well and you're clicking, because Minnesota's defense in every metric is better than USC's and Washington's.
They are, but I also think they have a home-road split difference here with their entire team. It's not to say their defense isn't good. It's just to say I don't think it travels the same way it plays when it's at home.
Some of the games they've had on the road have been tough, though. Ohio State and Iowa are two very tough places to play and very good teams.
Yes, but whereas if Mario is still here, I think there's a back of your mind, we need to keep an eye on this game.
Yeah.
And because that's just kind of who he's proven to be as a head coach, whereas Lanning, not perfect, but he doesn't lose these games. Nope. Or he hasn't so far. I mean, I assume at some point in his life he will, but
sure.
At this point, year four going in.
It's a good spot to be, man.
Hasn't lost to an unranked team.
Life's pretty good right now.
I would say it's not bad.
It's not bad. Things are going pretty good.
Yeah. A lot better than your neighbors up north.
Go take care of business tomorrow night. Gophers, bring it on, PJ Fleck.
I tend to believe you have nothing to worry
about. I'm going to row your boat. I'm going to come into your boat and row it.
That'd be kind of weird.
That would be a little weird.
We got a shorty around the corner. Josh Pate, the commissioner, is going to hop on at 7:40. So we'll talk with Josh Pate at 7:40, talk some college football. Something else to consider coming up next, and then we'll talk with Pate, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS, Paramount+. Stream your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Talk with Josh Pate, Pate State University, coming up here. Here's a free content idea.
Ooh.
I understand that these kind of exist already, but I think we're moving. If we're evaluating the landscape of college football and the media in general as a combination, I was thinking yesterday on a walk, I wonder who so-and-so is going to get next year to fill this void. Is Dante going to go if he's a top five pick? Because right now Mel Kiper says he's number one, and I have my problems with Mel Kiper, but... You know, maybe Dante will be like a top five pick in the NFL's eyes. Does he really come back to Oregon if he's basically told you're going to be the first quarterback taken in this weak-ass class? I don't know. And then I wondered, who would be the quarterback? Would they keep Brock Thomas? Novosad hanging around? They go get a guy that's already proven. And then I thought, I know that they write articles on it. Couldn't you see a world in college football where the transfer portal and the guys you don't know that you need to know, who are the hot quarterbacks from the schools you don't watch?
Sure, the names that you don't follow as closely that
basically
will have a big impact.
Like a pseudo-portal NFL draft version for college football where you get pundits.
Yeah.
Like Dane Brugler. Yeah, this kid, Kent State, had 3,800 passing yards, completion percentage 68%, and he is a 6'3 left-handed quarterback. Keep an eye on him in the Big Ten.
Trinidad Chambliss, who was at Ferris State,
exactly.
Now might be going to the college football playoff with Ole Miss.
Could you guys see this becoming a market?
Does that Mesta, what's the kid's name at North Texas?
Oh, God, the guy who never started in high school?
Exactly.
Yeah, what is his name?
How much stuff's going to get thrown at him
like
this offseason?
Like his 40 times, his verts. Like, can you see a market? And I know they write articles of... Is this guy going to go in the portal? Is this guy going to be the next?
But like Drew Mestemaker. I don't know how you pronounce it.
It's Mestemaker.
Mestemaker.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like legitimately, the way we get our NFL draft coverage.
It's a good idea.
I think that world is going to exist really soon, but for portal.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of those guys that end up having big impacts on the college football season that as of right now, you wouldn't think much about, or even when they sign with their team, you wouldn't think much about. I mean, I'll go back to the guy I just mentioned, Trinidad Chambliss. Nobody knew who Ferris State, nobody watches Ferris State. When he signed there, nobody made a big deal out of that. He's been one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC, and Ole Miss might win a playoff game this year, might go on a deep playoff run this year, and he's their starting quarterback.
You also have to take into guys that you don't even really trust or like where they were. Mendoza's a good example of this.
He's a great example of this.
He wasn't amazing at Cal.
He's fine, yeah.
But you go to the right place and the right coach.
Put him in the right system.
Heisman front runner, maybe the number one quarterback taken in the draft.
Yeah. Todd McShay, by the way, had reporting, I think, last week that he is, everything he's hearing is that Dante will be back for another year.
No, I think Dante
will
be. That's
kind of the growing murmur down there. But
if somebody tells you you're the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Can they guarantee it? Because they would have said that about Shador, too. We all would have thought he was a top five pick, and those are very different players and situations, I grant you that. But that's the difficulty of it.
They'll basically, like, you're probably in the top 5-8 range.
It's one of the biggest questions about Oregon lingering in the offseason. Does he come back for another year?
Let's talk with Josh Pate, the commissioner of college football. We'll do it next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Indeed, the Daily Ticker brought to you in the Fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach and online at pelicanbrewing.com. Five coastal locations with the addition now of Rockaway Beach. Our good friends at Pelican Brewing, again, born at the beach. It's a paid state Thursday. The commissioner of college football is hopping on with us. It's a busy day for him, don't you know? He's on ESPN.
Got a lot going on, man.
Dude, we are like, we're on the totem pole. We're just not the top of the totem pole. Although you could argue maybe you want to be at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, I'd probably rather be the bottom of the totem
pole.
Isn't it
pole? Isn't it bigger at the base?
A little too wobbly at the top, man. I think it'll fall over. If it falls over, you're screwed at the top of the totem pole.
Well, we're just sitting there on the totem pole. We're grateful that Josh Pate joined us. Josh Pate, College Football Show on YouTube. Free to subscribe and like. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Josh Pate, CFB. Good morning, Josh Pate. I want to ask you, Michigan State had to vacate 14 wins. They were given a three-year... a show cause or probation, whatever the hell they're calling this. I'm curious, Michigan State suffering vacated wins, but Michigan just nothing happening to them.
Is this a question? Is this like a stream of thought? It just ended so suddenly. You know how long it takes Michigan State to win 14 games?
A long time.
That's a long time. That's
right.
A lot of work. Yeah. This is tough. I looked at that, and, you know, I know a passerby, just a casual observer of college football, probably looked at that and said, this makes no sense. Those of us who follow the sport for a living and who are immersed in it, look at the people who say that makes no sense, and we just chuckle and we pat him on the head and we stroke him on the cheek and just say, you poor thing, you're so new here. Of course it doesn't make sense. If it made sense, it wouldn't be the NCAA. Yeah. And not only that, I just a complete and utter, not even a chef's kiss, like a chef's hat on top of this whole thing, is the fact that Central Michigan ended up having stallions on the sideline in a game that Michigan State won, and Michigan State had to vacate the win.
Yep. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. It all makes sense. It's welcome to the NCAA. God, that's fantastic. I saw that yesterday. Couldn't stop laughing. I thought you put it perfectly, Pate, on Sunday recapping the game, because I think every Oregon fan had the same thought of, like, if we're going to go in Iowa, there's multiple ways that we can win this game. There's only one way that Iowa can win this game. And as we're watching it, it's like, oh, God, this is the way that Iowa can win this game. It's raining. The passing attack has been nullified. The weapons are out. Buckle up. Let's see how this thing plays out. And Oregon ended up winning and beating Iowa at their own game. Just how impressive was that, considering how shorthanded they were for Oregon to win that contest on the road in Iowa City?
Well, the shorthandedness is probably what got lost on most people that aren't Oregon fans or who didn't, you know, like really dial into the game. Look, I knew what I had to do last week. And for the Oregon fans listening up there, I trust you don't have a big Iowa contingent, so we can speak amongst ourselves here. I questioned Lanning every day last week. I sent it to him every day last week. I questioned the wardrobe. I questioned the toughness. I questioned whether they could perform in the weather. I questioned all of this. And normally the reply was in all caps, and it was stuff that I can't say on air. But I knew around Thursday, all right, we're dialed in here. We're ready. And they're going to have to go play an Iowa game in Iowa. I think Oregon can win an Iowa game. Forget about point spreads. Forget about everything else. Just get out of there with a win. And they got out of there with a win, like you just said. And I really think that in the future, if you were to look back, let's say a month and a half from now, there could be a world where Oregon has just found themselves and they're rolling into the semifinals of the playoff. And you're like, wow, how big a dividend did that Oregon win pay? But that all is contingent on them getting healthy. Because the guys they won without the other day, they can't win in the future without. Like, they really can't get where they want to go without those guys. So I look at those kinds of wins as culture wins, but I also look at those kind of wins as, all right, you bought yourself more time. You're just trying to buy yourself enough time to get healthy, and hopefully you do what Ohio State did last year, which is you peak at the right time, which Oregon would have learned the lesson of more so than any other team, because they were the ones who had to experience Ohio State peaking at the right time. And I know that had a big-time effect in that building. The question is, how does it manifest itself? And part of it is you got to get healthy at the right time. That goes for everyone. But then the follow-up is, I was just doing a radio hit a second ago, which is why I mentioned this. Someone said, all right, good, Oregon won at Iowa, but, I mean, that team's not good enough to win at all. And I said, okay, if you guarantee me Oregon is just a carbon copy of the team that they were on Saturday night, yeah, you may be right. There's no guarantee they're a carbon copy. I can guarantee you this. The Ohio State team that lost to Michigan probably wasn't good enough to win it all either. Right. But yet they went on to win it all. So it's a crazy sport if you just keep buying yourself time.
I mean, it's an industry where opinion kind of reigns supreme, right? And everybody wants to be right. But it's pretty amazing to me to hear you say, well, that Oregon team can't win it all, from somebody else. Like, how do they watch college football at all? And I know we have...
I mean, it literally happened last year where a team lost, to your point, the Ohio State-Michigan game.
We had the three undefeateds at the top, right? Ohio State, Indiana, A&M. Can people remind me, Indiana, how many seconds to take the lead and win at Penn State, which was down and out? Like, how can anybody honestly watch college football and confidently say who can or cannot win the whole enchilada when you look at the playoff rankings right now?
See, when you get down to it, you realize correct answers are the most boring answers. See, people accuse me of riding the fence all the time because I won't give these like definitive hot take answers on questions like this. But my mind works in terms of percentages and variance.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like a calculator head or anything, but that's how my mind works. So when anyone asks, can someone win the playoff? If I think they got more than a 2% chance, I'll say, yeah, they could. Well, that's not what I asked. I asked if they will. I don't know if they will. Otherwise, we wouldn't play the games. Like, what are we really talking about here?
Amen.
And the other thing to think about is, even when it comes down to the committee, this is what is aggravating me about the committee, because they're talking about their eye test. I know what they mean when they say that. But here's the thing about my eyes, your eyes, anyone's eyes. If you've gotten even one prediction wrong in your life, which we all have, I don't care about your eyes. because your eyes have lied to you before. My eyes have lied to me before. I care about more incontrovertible data, and that's where I really get in arguments a lot of times this year. But people saying can and can't, and then people making these definitive statements, and people talking about resumes and eye tests, and I'm just sitting over here with the JP poll.
Breaking it all down. One of the reasons why watching Pate's show is so impactful is that I knew I was excited for USC Iowa this weekend. It's a scout of Oregon's next opponent. Let's see how Oregon's last game against, they beat Iowa. How do they fare the next week going on the road to LA? But one of the things I find out watching the preview on Tuesday night is that it's supposed to be a downpour in LA. And what is that? Another rain game now that's going to hit? I did not see that. I have not checked the forecast, so this is why we watched the show. Just your thoughts on how that impacts the game, because USC can run the football, and what we should be keeping an eye on, knowing that USC is obviously on the horizon for Oregon.
Buddy, I'm serious. Like, I want you to listen to this. I don't know that I've ever seen a forecast like this for Los Angeles. Periods of rain, potential for heavy rain, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 100%, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected.
What?
That's Los Angeles.
In L.A.?
That's not Iowa. They're really going to play the game in L.A. And it's going to rain Friday, so I don't know how they get the field painted, but that's a side note. So I think that will make most of the country, once they wake up Saturday and they're made aware of the weather, they'll hammer the under. So if you want the under, get on it now. If you want the under, I don't really care. But what they'll say is, uh-oh, man, USC's not going to be able to beat Iowa. Iowa playing in the rain. That's Iowa's wheelhouse. Okay. Well, that assumes that USC can't win a physical game, which you'd be right to assume in the past, because they've been very, very big on flash and very, very low on substance. They ran it for over 250 or something like that against Michigan earlier this year, 220. They ran it for over 200 on Nebraska. They've won those kinds of games this year. We just watched Oregon run for over 260 against Iowa last week. But USC being uncomfortable, last time I really saw it happen was Notre Dame. They lost the game. They were losing against Nebraska on the road. Quarterback goes down. That's probably the reason Southern Cal was able to win that game. Those were on the road. This is at home. I just want you guys, everybody there is probably aware of what I'm about to say. I don't think the rest of the country is aware of how massive a hinge game this is for Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. If they win that game against Iowa, it is pure out all on Super Bowl time in Eugene the following week. USC-Oregon will be one of the biggest games of the year. If USC loses against Iowa, that's their third loss, their preseason goals get derailed, they are gut-punched, and they have to come up there as a formality, and they probably lose against Oregon, and that's a fourth loss, and Lincoln Riley is sitting in another 8-4 season, and the noise gets cranked up tenfold. So this game right here, they're going to have to win it very similarly to how Oregon had to find a way to win. Oregon did find a way. We get to find out if USC can find a way to win a game like this.
If I was to apply my eye test, I would say if USC wins that game, I think the guy we're talking to right now, the commissioner of college football,
ooh,
put it in pen.
He's
in Eugene,
pen.
Oregon.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Putting that thing down in pen.
We're talking about Josh Pate. Josh Pate College Football Show every Sunday, Tuesday, and tonight. Getting ready to go on the road to Georgia. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, which is really fun on the Instagram. I'm gonna be in a trust tree with you, and I know your response is going to be, well, why do you feel that way? But I'm just going to be honest, dude. Texas is a pain in my ass. I'm tired of this. I know they're going to lose another game, and I'm kind of tired of all the rhetoric about Texas. I'm really hoping they lose this weekend.
Well, don't let me talk you off of it. I mean, I've never been one to talk someone off hating Texas. Now, do you hate Texas, or do you hate the way that people associated with Texas talk about them?
An entire network, if you want to talk about associated with Texas, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hey, now, you know I have to filibuster you. I can't just let you do that. I
can't let you get away with that.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship with this
I know.
Right now.
I didn't name it. I didn't name names. I just, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're probably talking about the CW. Never mind. Okay, yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Actually, USA Network, they just got to deal with the Pac-12 today. So he was mentioning the USA Network there. Yeah, the Texas thing going on the road, I just... When we've seen them on the road, they go to Kentucky. I might be pulling this number out of my you-know-what, but I feel like they had less than 200 total yards in that game. They were down by 17 on the road at Mississippi State, and somehow, some way, in Brandon Walker's face, came back and won that game in shocking fashion, which now I'm finding out that when at Mississippi State is a CFP resume builder, according to some. Where are you at on this game and their legitimate chances to go on the road to Georgia, when who has been such a machine at home under Kirby?
All right. It's the classic can't versus haven't thing that we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I am a believer. Texas hasn't won these kind of games fans that won game at Alabama in 2023. But they can. They just haven't. A&M hasn't won a national title. Doesn't mean they can't. With Texas, though, so I look at the games featuring the biggest teams, I look at a little bit different. You could have fun breaking down the matchups, and we do that plenty. But with the bigger brands that have unlimited resources, so they can kind of do whatever they want to do. They could be any kind of style they want to be. They could hire any kind of staff they want to hire. I look at them, and whether it's Bama or Oregon or Ohio State or Texas or Georgia, it's like a program versus a program comparison anytime these games happen. And Texas has had a few of these shots now. They had two shots against Georgia last year. They had 60 combined rushing yards in two games. Should just never happen. Now, you could look at it and you say, hey, Josh, Bama's ranked top five right now, and they're not running the ball well. That's true, but they're still scaling their offense despite that because Ty Simpson is that good. Arch hasn't consistently been able to do that, and it's unfair to ask him to be that good, by the way. Like, it's unfair for Bama to ask Ty Simpson to do what he's doing. He's just doing it anyway. But Arch hasn't been able to do that. Now, if all of a sudden the past two games he's played is an indication that he's clicking at the right time, look, Georgia's in the 100s in QB pressure rate and havoc rate. So it's not like they're going to harass him all night. At least I don't expect it. But you still got to make the throws. And the other thing you got to do is you got to match physicality. And you went 0-for-2 doing that last year. I want folks to remember, Georgia beat him handedly in Austin, and Carson Beck threw three interceptions. So it could have been a lot worse. Then they got him in the SEC championship game. Georgia loses the starting quarterback, and the backup beats Texas. So I don't know. It's not like curse, but it's just this hurdle that you have to get over as a program that a lot of my metrics leaned Texas. Like a lot of the computer stuff I use leaned Texas. I just said it may be 3 points, it may be 4 points. Texas may cover for all I know. But until further notice, I'm leaning Kirby Smart in Georgia against Texas in games like this.
We got to get you out of here because I know you're on a tight window here, so we always appreciate the time. I do want to ask you, I was looking up something on a four-letter network website, and coincidentally, a video of you just popped up. So I'm literally watching a video on mute of you talking while you're in my ear. And it's a little of a weird thing for me, but I want to ask as you go, are we happy with the home decor, or is the Mrs. Pate just free reign, do what you need to do to make it look great? Because the live shots on the four-letter network, I assume, are coming from the home. You got some mirror stuff, some decorative stuff on the wall. Are you happy with the lamp you have in the background
here? Like a man cave setup, you know.
It's a little more homey Mrs. than it is the traditional man cave background here. How we're feeling about the home decor?
Soft. Just say it. It's a soft setup.
It's soft.
We need a harder setup. Again, we're in the trust tree, so we can speak freely like this. Yeah. We just need to have a harder setup. I agree with you. I would love brick. I would love caution tape. I would love the sound of a jackhammer somewhere distantly in the background, not a vacuum cleaner in the hallway. It's a completely different vibe. Look, here's the situation. We're in an apartment right now. We're going to move out of it. I'm not investing a single solitary cent, additionally, into decor in this place. Yeah. All of that money is going into what we call a house. And once we get a house, I'll probably have the same kind of setup. But at least I'll be surrounded by better surroundings.
Yeah, I can't wait for it, man. Congratulations. Great success. I love seeing you on the website while I talk to you. And real quick, we had a coworker put their finger in a muffin in a common kitchen space and then leave the muffin on the counter. Should they be suspended for one day?
Whoa. Say that slowly for me again. It kind of broke up, but it was something about fingers and muffins. What was that?
We had a muffin finger amongst us in our building, and they took a shared pastry from yesterday. They clearly put their finger in the muffin, took
test
a piece,
the bite to see how it tastes,
and then left the muffin there fingered and just looking like, please somebody eat me, and I don't know what to do about this.
Did you identify who it was?
No, we put up wanted posters all over the office this morning. Nobody's here yet, but they'll get here eventually.
No. Look, this is what management exists for. Management has to come in, identify the lowest level intern there, and they have to taste all the fingers in the building. That's how you find the culprit.
Boom. Nailed it. Now we got somebody recommended finger sniffing earlier. Now we have finger tasting, and I think Pate has won the day right there.
Ooh, Pate, well, that's dangerous, dude. Now I got a guy innocently just licking fingers in my head, and that's a dangerous way to go.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
That's why he's the best. Josh Pate, every Thursday, 7:40, the Commissioner of the Sport. Every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, tonight, new episode. Get ready to hit the road on Twitter at Josh Pate, CFB, Instagram as well, and the Josh Pate College Football Show. Thank you, Pate. Enjoy your Thursday.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, there we go.
Well done.
Now, I'm just imagining, like, like Jake innocently having to go up, all right, give me your finger.
I think technically Casey is our newest hire.
Casey or Brandon.
And he, or Casey's doing the firm, right, today?
Yeah.
Casey's doing the, so Casey will be here. I think Casey's got to taste fingers today.
I think during...
can you imagine going up to a person you
during,
don't know?
During the Duck Insider show, he's going to have to go around.
We'll put a chair. You just, as people walk into the office, I want you to taste their fingers. Does it taste like a muffin? Just imagine the shock on some. Wait, are you serious? You want to taste my finger right now? Yeah, give me your finger. I'm going to lick it. What?
What?
Is that a hair? God, man.
What's going on? Poor Casey. A lot to get to in the third hour. The Blazers got a nice road win last night.
They did.
That was a tasty one. Speaking of tasting that dub on those fingers, how about the Blazers last night?
Didn't cover the spread.
Enjoyed themselves some Smoothie King.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't cover the spread?
No, it was 8.5.
Yeah,
it was 8.5. It was a dunk.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for reminding me.
They couldn't stop Derek Queen.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Good win, though.
We got a new network for a conference that we'll talk about. And we still got NFL to dive into. Dirt and Sprague, Hour 3, 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.